From Hollywood, California, we present a new Dr. Christian story called Roughneck, starring the famous Hollywood actor Gene Herschelt, and presented for your pleasure by the Cheesebro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline, and producers of Vaseline Petroleum Jelly, Vaseline Hair Tonic, and other Vaseline specialties. Looks like a big season in flower and vegetable gardening, and that means women's hands will be doing lots of extra work, and dirty work, too. Housework and gardening won't do those delicate hands much good if they're treated too roughly. Well, there's one way a woman's hands can be helped. When your hands are rough, sore, and blistered after a hard day's housework or gardening, turn to Vaseline Jelly. You'll find that Vaseline Jelly will soothe and ease the discomfort of work-worn hands, protect them against the irritation that may result from exposure to dirt.
That's quite right, Mr. Gilmore. I love house cleaning and gardening, and I work so hard at them, my husband thinks I'm crazy. Yes, and when I've done a tough job of weeding, or I've cleaned up the attic or the cellar, well, my hands are in pretty bad shape. Chafed, sore, sometimes even blistered. That's when Vaseline Jelly is a real lifesaver. I put some on my hands, and the soreness is relieved right away. I'd never be without it in my house.
And Vaseline Jelly can be of great help in many other ways. Scrapes, bruises, burns, small cuts, all respond to its soothing, healing action. It is your first aid in any number of household emergencies. You'll find it in 9 out of 10 American homes. Vaseline Jelly costs only 10 cents for a generous jar. Why pay more when Vaseline Jelly is so effective? When you buy, look for the trademark Vaseline. It's your guarantee of absolute purity. There's the curtain music. The show is about to begin. The name of the play is Roughneck. The star is Gene Herschelt, playing the popular Dr. Christian. The hero of the piece is Jimmy Meadows, aged 14, played by Billy Cook. And the supporting cast includes, of course, Rosemary DeCamp as Judy Price, the doctor's secretary, Joe Kearns as Joseph Meadows, Norman Field as Dr. Anders, Grace Lenard as Miss McFall, Ted Bliss as Mr. Lake, Earl Ross as Sergeant Clemens, and Guy Rep as Sam Brooks. The opening scene is laid in the hospital where Dr. Christian has been called on an emergency case. Judy is asking the hospital nurse, Miss McFall, for details.
What's happened, Miss McFall? I just heard that Dr. Christian was called for some sort of a consultation.
It's an accident case. They brought him in about an hour ago.
Oh, somebody in River's End?
No, it's one of the jockeys who was racing out at the county fair. He was thrown from his horse during one of the races.
Oh, badly hurt?
I think he is. He seems to be paralyzed. Miss Cooper told me they gave him some hypo to deaden the pain.
Ah, that's a shame. Who's in there with Dr. Christian?
Dr. Anders from Center City.
Oh.
He was watching the races when it happened. Oh, I think they're coming out now.
It looks mighty serious to me, Dr. Christian. And I can't see that an operation will help either. A spinal injury like that, both legs paralyzed. No, I'm convinced this man Meadows will never walk again.
Well, Dr. Anders, I wouldn't say never.
Of course, cases like his have recovered, but only under ideal conditions. I don't think he has a chance.
I'm not so sure. If he had something to fight for, a goal that would make him struggle to use his legs with every ounce of his energy, that plus proper treatment, then I...
Well, one chance in 1,000, perhaps.
I guess your odds are about right, Dr. Anders, but I think I'll gamble on Meadows.
That's up to you. He's your patient. Now, goodbye, Doctor.
Goodbye.
And good luck.
Thank you, Doctor. Oh, Miss McFall.
Yes?
Will you look in at the patient in 218?
Yes, Doctor.
Is that jockey really as bad as Dr. Anders said?
Yeah, I'm afraid so, Judy. But we'll see what we can do.
Hey, Doc. Doc.
Who's that boy?
I don't know.
Doc, I'm Jimmy Meadows. It's my dad who was hurt. Is he all right now? Is he okay?
Well, we're not so sure yet, young man.
Gosh, can I go in and see him? I gotta see him. He'll be wondering where I am.
Oh, we'll all go in and see him now. Right in here.
Dad. Dad, how do you feel?
Hello, son.
Gosh, I've been worried. They wouldn't let me come in and see you until now. I had to wait outside.
That's all right, son. Well, Doc, what's the verdict?
Well, you're going to be laid up for a while. I wouldn't worry about it, though.
Why can't I move my legs then? Like hunks of lead.
You had a bad fall, and you were full of drugs to kill the pain.
I'm not paralyzed, Doc. Well, that can't happen to me. Not now.
Just temporarily, Meadows.
Gee, Dad, what are we going to do? What about Roughneck and the Memorial Stakes at Arlington next spring?
Roughneck? Who's he?
That's our horse. The greatest horse I've ever ridden. And I've kicked 2 Derby winners across the finish line. He's got everything. The fight, stamina, and the urge to win.
Why, I could...
Oh, here now. Don't get excited. You lie back in bed.
All right, Doc. There's no use thinking about that big race now.
Everything's gonna be okay, Dad. You wait and see.
Is Roughneck the horse that threw you medals?
Yeah. But Roughneck's a great horse. I've had him entered in the Memorial Stakes for months. Paid all his fees except the last one. That's why I've been racing him in these little merry-go-round tracks like the fairgrounds. I had to make enough for this last entry fee. Well, that's out now.
Where do you live?
Wherever the ponies are running. We were going to Florida for the racing season.
Jimmy, how would you like to live here this winter and go to school in Riversend?
Not without Roughneck.
Oh, perhaps you could put him up in the empty stable in the barn behind my house.
Gee, that'll be swell for Roughneck. Oh, but I don't know about me going to school. I'll have to keep Roughneck in training.
Well, look here, son. You can't argue with the doctor that way. You'll have to do what he says while I'm laid up.
Okay, Dad, if you say so. But nothing's going to keep me from riding Roughneck in the Memorial Stakes next spring.
Barbara Winters, Paul Donahue, Jack Albert, Jimmy Meadows. Jimmy Meadows? Has anyone in the class seen Jimmy Meadows? Does anyone know where he is?
Jimmy! Jimmy! Come back here!
There he goes. I thought he'd be racing Roughneck around the fairground track. Young scamp.
He's turning around now.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful horse.
And Jimmy seems to know how to ride him, too.
Last night he showed me his apprentice jockey papers. He's pretty proud of him. He's determined to be a jockey like his dad.
You haven't said anything about how his father was coming along, Dr. Christian. Not so well?
I don't know, Judy. I thought he had a chance, but...
He's really pretty hopeless, hmm?
I suppose so, but somehow I feel he could walk again if he would really make an effort. But he's lost all his hopes now, and, well, he won't fight.
Ah.
I can do only so much. Exercise, massage. But the rest has to come from Meadows himself.
It's too bad. Well, here comes Jimmy.
Why aren't you in school, young man?
Hello, Dr. Christian. Hi, Judy.
Come on, don't stall now. You sneaked out of class.
Gee, I guess you don't understand. I thought of it, it was starting to snow, and I just had to run Roughneck before the track I covered up for the winter. Well, don't you see? Roughneck's just got to win the Memorial Stakes for Dad.
Oh, you could have exercised him after school. I won't have any more of this, Jimmy. I mean it. The teacher says you're failing in grammar.
I know. But honest, Dr. Christian, you can't win races with grammar.
Yes, Judy.
Jimmy's outside in the office with his school principal.
I knew things had been going along too smoothly in the last month. Better send him in.
Come right in, Mr. Lake.
I wonder what it is this time.
Don't you try to get away, young man. Hello, Dr. Christian.
Well, what's wrong?
I haven't done anything, Dr. Christian. He's sore because I've been playing games with the other kids.
Games? Here, Doctor, what he's been playing games with.
Uh-oh, dice.
Gee, Mr. Lake, he rolled a natural.
He's taught his classmates to shoot crap, Dr. Christian. He's won every last cent of their allowances away from them in the cloakrooms.
Well, gee, if they were lucky, they'd take money from me.
I see. Well, I'll talk to him, Mr. Lake.
Thank you, Dr. Christian. I hope it won't happen again. Goodbye.
Jimmy, I think you know that what you've been doing is wrong, don't you?
Does Judy think it's wrong, too?
I certainly do.
Well, gosh, I was just trying to make enough money for Roughneck's entry fee.
Oh, so that was it.
Sure.
Well, I'm sorry. But no more dice playing with your friends.
Okay, Dr. Christian. But you're sure making it tough for me and Roughneck.
Meadows, I want to try something new. I want to teach you to walk.
What's the use, Doc? I haven't a chance.
I think you have. And I'll show you what I have for you.
What is that contraption, anyway?
It's a giant baby walker.
I don't get it.
Well, you've seen kiddie cars that little babies learn to walk in, haven't you? This is the same idea, only a man-sized one.
You mean I get in that go-kart and try to push it around?
That's it, Meadows. Now, let's get you in it and see what you can do.
Okay. Help me with my legs. I can't move them.
All right. Get a hold here with your hands.
Yeah.
These bars go under your arms. See? Like that?
This is the craziest thing I ever heard of. There. Am I in this right now?
Yes. Now, come on. Try to make it go with your legs.
I'm trying, but I can't.
Come on, man. Use your legs. Push. Don't give up so easily. Push.
I am. I tell you, but I'm trying, Doc.
I know, but... Well, you're not trying hard enough. You've got to fight. Come in.
Why, Jimmy, what's the matter?
Gee, Dad. What's that thing you're in?
What's the trouble, Sergeant Clements?
You see, Doc, I stepped in at the pastime billiard parlor, and here's Jimmy shooting pool with all the loafers at 50 cents a game. I hated to take him away, especially because he was taking the shirts off their backs. But there's a law against minors shooting pool, and this isn't the first time.
Oh, gosh, Doc, what's wrong with shooting pool?
A pool hole's no place for a boy your age, Jimmy.
What about it, Dad? It's okay, isn't it?
No, son, not for money. It's my fault, Doc. I'm sorry, but you can't raise a kid around racetracks.
I guess that's all, Sergeant. Thanks a lot.
It's okay, Doc. So long.
Jamie, both your dad and I have told you about gambling.
But I won $4 toward Roughneck's entry fee. Gee, everything I do for Roughneck's wrong. Why, there's only a month and a half before the race, and I've got to get that money for him somehow.
Well, I guess there's just one thing for me to do. I'll have to find the money for Roughneck's entry fee myself.
What?
You will? Gee, that's great, Dr. Christian.
Hey, wait a minute, Doc. Is this on the level?
Yes, but there are some strings tied to it. Jimmy's got to stop his gambling.
Oh, sure. I'll promise.
And Meadows, you've got to put up a real fight to use your legs again. If you do, I'll see that Roughneck runs in the Memorial Stakes in May.
You bet I will. Come on, Doc. Let's try these legs of mine in this go-kart again.
Wonderful, Doc. The way he got Dad to make his legs work again. Do you think he has a chance to walk now?
Yes, I think he has a good chance.
Boy, that's swell. Oh, but how about the dough for Roughneck? How are you going to get that?
Well, I'm going to see Sam Brooks at the Farmers Bank and Trust Company. Maybe he'll lend it to me. I don't know.
How about taking me with you?
Well, all right, Jimmy. We'll both go in and talk to Sam Brooks. I guess I'll need all the help I can get.
Well, Dr. Christian, what is it this time?
Sam, I want $1,500 to get a horse named Roughneck in the Memorial Stakes. $1,000 for the entry fee and $500 for expenses.
Holy mackerel.
Meet Jimmy Meadows. Huh? His dad's been crippled in the hospital since last fall. You remember that race at the county fair?
Yes, sir. Glad to know you, Jimmy.
I'm sure glad to know you, Mr. Brooks.
I think if his dad saw his horse run in the big race, it would help him to walk again.
Now, Doctor, you know I can't give you that money. And for a racehorse? Well, my stockholders think I'd gone stark, staring mad. No, I definitely have to have security.
What's security, Dr. Christian?
Well, Jimmy, security is something that's worth $1,500. No, twice that. Three times that much.
I own half of Roughneck, and he's worth plenty. How would that be for security?
I'm afraid Mr. Brooks wouldn't consider half of Roughneck good security, Jimmy.
Well, why not? The purse for the Memorial Stakes is $30,000. Well, gee, Mr. Brooks, you get 10-1 for your money. Have you got anything in your bank that pays 10-1? Have you?
No, but I can't consider it, young man.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Mr. Brooks. Don't be hasty. How would you have liked to have bought stock in the Ford Motor Company when it was just starting? Or Standard Oil and Rockefeller were starting it?
Well, I liked it very much,
but... think of the people who are kicking themselves because they didn't go in with Mr. Ford or Mr. Rockefeller. And the same with Man of War. Why, that horse earned $1,000,000.
Hold on a minute, not so fast.
Oh, you wouldn't turn down Mr. Rockefeller or Mr. Ford, would you? Of course not. And you can't turn down Roughneck, Mr. Brooks. It'd be a big mistake. You'd be sorry the rest of your life. You'd be saying, if I only had that chance again, I'd lend that money to Dr. Christian so fast as his pipe would fall out of his mouth. Now, how about that dough, Mr. Brooks?
No, I'm sorry, Jimmy. I can't lend it to you.
Well, then how about buying just a small interest in Roughneck?
No, I'm afraid not.
Wait a minute, Sam. What? Maybe Jimmy has an idea there. Oh, we could split his half of Roughneck into small shares at a dollar apiece and sell them that way. That's not a lot of money, and it wouldn't be a bad investment. Roughneck's a good horse.
Well, it might work.
Well, sure it would. And we could run Roughneck as the River's End entry in the Memorial Stakes.
The River's End entry? You know, I think you've got something there.
It would be nice publicity for the town.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if the men right in the commercial club would take a couple of hundred shares or so. I'll talk to them about the lunch tomorrow.
How about letting me talk to them, too?
Well, I don't know.
I'm a good salesman, Mr. Brooks.
You certainly are. Never thought I'd get mixed up with a racehorse, but look at me now.
Hello, Dr. Christian. Hello, Judy.
Hello, Mr. Meadows.
How's everything going?
Fine. Got a receipt for the entry fee from the race officials today.
And the whole town's going haywire about that race.
Hey, that's great.
Of course. Nearly everyone in River's End has a share in Roughneck.
Yeah, I own a couple of his red blood corpuscles myself.
The high school band is going to be down at the station to see Roughneck off of Chicago tomorrow, and the day after, the mayor and half the town are leaving on a special train.
And it's going to be jammed, too.
I can hardly believe it.
Now, I have something here that I want you to try, Meadows.
Sure, what is it?
They're right here behind the door. Kept them as a sort of a surprise. Look.
Crutches. Oh, golly, Doc, I don't know. I'm pretty shaky yet. But if you say so...
Well, it won't hurt to try. Give me a hand, Judy. That's
all
it.
Right.
Here now. Get them under your arms.
Yeah, okay, Doc. I'll try.
That's it. Now, wait, I'll help you up now. Brace yourself.
I am...
Now, walk toward me. Take it easy. And be careful.
Gosh.
That's it. Careful.
Hey, Doc, catch me. I'm falling, Doc. Catch me.
I've got you. You're all right.
Here, let me help you get him back on the bed.
All right, Judy.
Come in.
Hi, everyone. How are you, Dad?
I'm fine, son.
How's Roughneck?
That's why I come here to see Dad about... I've just been giving him a workout, and there's something wrong with him. He isn't running right.
Oh, what's the matter?
I don't know.
Oh, doggone it. I ought to be out there training him, watching every workout. Well, I know Roughneck better than I know myself.
Well, Harry Atherby's been helping, Jimmy tells me.
Yeah.
Who's Harry Atherby?
Well, he used to be an expert at training trotting horses.
Trotting horses? You mean a man who trained trotters is working on Roughneck? Why, he'll ruin that horse.
Oh, I don't know.
Of course he will. Well, I never heard anything like it. Hey, Doc, you got to let me go to Chicago with Roughneck.
It wouldn't help, Meadows. What good could you do flat on your back? I'd hope the crutches would help, but...
Then give me those crutches. I'll try again. I'll get to that race if I have to crawl there. Well, the moment's almost here, Doc. This is it, the Memorial Stakes.
You waited a long time, haven't you?
Oh, I sure have. Oh, darn, these crutches always in the way. Say, did you and Judy see this program? Roughneck, jockey Jay Meadows, River's End entry, owner Joseph Meadows.
Pretty proud, aren't you?
Proud? That's my son riding my horse. What more could a father ask? You bet I'm proud.
Well, stay in that chair and don't get excited.
I'll get excited if I want to. Don't try to kid me, Dr. Christian. Look at your hands. They're shaking like you were playing a banjo.
Ha ha, he's right, Doctor.
All right. I am a little nervous.
Oh, there's Jimmy and Roughneck. They're in the starting gate.
Yes, sir. Steady as a rock, too. Hey, what's the matter with that number 9 horse? Hey, come on. Get him out of there. Put him on the outside. Let's get this thing started. What's the delay down there?
They're all in the gate now.
Yeah, they're all ready. Why don't they start him? Come on, Jimmy. Come on, Roughneck.
Right,
and at the half, it's still Candlelight, the favorite, leading by 2 lengths. George is second. Pirate Gold and Ice Fire fighting neck and neck with third. Behind them is Typhoon, Diplomatic, Corsair, and Roughneck. Now Typhoon is coming up. It's Candlelight by a length, Georgia by a head, then Typhoon is third by a neck. As they go into the turn, Pirate Gold is fading, and Diplomatic is coming fast. They're sort of up on Candlelight. Now it's Candlelight by a half cordial Typhoon Diplomatic. And here comes Roughneck.
Look, he's okay, he comes. Come on, boy. Come on up there.
It's going on, man. You can pass on. Hey, Bernard.
He's in third place now. Typhoon. Hurry, Jimmy. Hurry.
Look out, Jimmy. Look out, boy. They're clouding you. Don't let him box you, Jimmy. Come on, come on. Give Roughneck his head. He'll bring you in. Come on. Come on, Roughneck.
Going around him.
And Roughneck is moving ahead.
Let the Candlelight.
Come on, Jimmy. That's a boy. He's passing Candlelight. He's ahead. Roughneck by half a length.
It's me, your rich Mr. Meadows. Jimmy and Roughneck won.
I knew they could do it. Oh. I'm the happiest man in the world. Oh. My son brought Roughneck in. He won the big race.
Meadows, where are your crutches?
Holy smoke, Doc. Why, I'm standing on my feet without my crutches.
Dr. Christian, he is. It's almost a miracle. Two miracles in succession.
Hey, look at me, Doc. I can walk again.
Yes, and I guess we can give all the credit to a specialist named Roughneck.
And the curtain comes down on another story of River's End and our good Dr. Christian. Gene Herschel, star of this series, will be here in just a moment to tell you about next week's program. Let's face the facts. The average American home is not a symbol of safety. Far from it. You realize that last year alone, more than 4 million injuries occurred in the home. Yes, more than 4 million. Just think how easily these home accidents can happen. The grease in the frying pan spatters on your hand. The paring knife slips and cuts your thumb. You bump into a sharp corner of the dining room table. These minor accidents can be painful enough to hinder your work if you don't care for them promptly and effectively. That's where Vaseline Jelly comes in handy. Vaseline Jelly is the first of all first aids, used in 9 out of 10 American homes. And here's why Vaseline Jelly is so effective. First, it forms a protective film that helps keep infection out when the skin is broken. Second, it softens and lubricates the skin by supplementing the natural oils. Third, it soothes and promotes healing. Minor cuts, burns, scratches, bruises, and irritated skin all respond to Vaseline Jelly. Be prepared for the minor injuries that can occur in your home. Ask for Vaseline Jelly. Only 10 cents a generous jar. And now may we present the popular Gene Herschelt in his most popular role, Dr. Christian. Well, what happens next week, Mr. Herschelt?
Well, one thing that happens is that we broadcast next week from New York, where my wife and I are going to spend a few weeks.
And, of course, you're going to see the World's Fair.
Naturally. Also, I am going to attend the Denmark Day celebration June 5th at the fairgrounds.
Oh, that's swell. But what kind of story have you chosen for your broadcast from New York next week?
It's called Benson's Inventions, and it concerns a young man in our village who is full of ideas. I think you'll enjoy meeting Buzz Benson, and I know that you'll all get a laugh out of his story. So until next Wednesday evening, when we greet you from New York, I'll say good night.
The Courageous Dr. Christian is a new RKO picture starring Gene Herschelt and based on this radio series. Be sure to see it at your local theater. This is Arthur Gilmore adding a good night for the makers of Vaseline Preparation. Men, enjoy the confidence that comes from knowing your hair is handsome, neat, well-groomed. Use Vaseline Hair Tonic. Vaseline Hair Tonic will keep your hair good-looking without dousing or slicking down. Ask today for Vaseline Hair Tonic. Only 40 cents a generous bottle. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.